भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय श्रीमद् भागवतम फर्स्ट कैंटो चैप्टर 15 टेक्स्ट 33 पृथापि अनुश्रुत्या धनंजयो उदितम् नाशम् यदुनाम भगवत गतिम च ताम एकांत भक्त्या भगवती अधोक्षजे निवेशितात्मा उपराराम निवेशितात्मोपराराम संश्रिते है। प्रीत्याप्यनुश्रुत्या धनंजयोदितं नाशं यदूनां भगवद्गतिं च ताम् एकांत भक्त्या भगवत्तधोक्षजे निवेशितात्मोपराराम संस्विते पृच्छाप्यनुश्रुत्या धनंजयोदितं नाशं यदूनां भगवद्गतिं च ताम् एकान्त्यभक्त्या भगवत्तधोक्षजे निवेशितात्मोपराराम संस्विते प्रीथाप्यनुश्रुत्या धनंजयोदितं नाशं यदूनां भगवद्गतिं च ताम् एकान्त्यभक्त्या भगवत्तधोक्षजे निवेशितात्मोपराराम संस्विते प्रीथाप्यनुश्रित्य धनंजयोदितं नाशं यदूनां भगवद्गतिं च ताम् एकांत भक्त्या भगवत्तधोक्षजे निवेशितात्मोपराराम संस्विते प्रीथाप्यनुश्रित्य धनंजयोदितं प्रीथा कुंती अपि ऑल्सो अनुश्रुत्य ओवर हियरिंग धनंजय अर्जुन उदितम अटर्ड बाय नाशम एंड यदुनाम ऑफ द जदु डायनेस्टी भगवत ऑफ द पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड गतिम disappearance. Cha, also. Tam, all those. Eka anta, unalloyed. Bhaktya, devotion. Bhagavati, unto the person, unto the Supreme Lord, Shri Krishna. Adhokshaje, transcendental. Niveshita Atma, with full attention. Upadarama, became released from. Sanskrite, material existence. Translation by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. Kunti, after overhearing Arjuna's telling of the end of the Yadu dynasty and disappearance of Lord Krishna, engaged in devotional service of the Transcendental Personality of Godhead with full attention and thus gained release from the course of material existence. Please repeat after me. Kunti, after hearing Arjuna's telling of the end of the Yadu dynasty and disappearance of Lord Krishna, engaged in the devotional service of the Transcendental Personality of Godhead with full attention and thus gained release from the course of material existence. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The setting of the sun does not mean the end of the sun. It means that the sun is out of our sight. Similarly, the end of the mission of the Lord on a particular planet or universe only means that He is out of our sight. The end of the Yadu dynasty also does not mean that it is annihilated. It disappears along with the Lord out of our sight. As Maharaj Yudhishthir decided to prepare to go back to Godhead, so also Kunti decided, and thus she fully engaged herself in the transcendental devotional service of the Lord, which guarantees one a passport for going back to Godhead after quitting this present material body. The beginning of devotional service to the Lord is the beginning of spiritualizing the present body. And thus an unalloyed devotee of the Lord loses all material contact in the present body. The abode of the Lord is not a myth, as is thought by the unbelievers or ignorant people. But one cannot reach there by any material means like a Sputnik or space capsule. But one can certainly reach there after leaving this present body, and one must prepare himself to go back to Godhead by practicing devotional service. That guarantees a passport for going back to Godhead, and Kunti adopted that. So everyone understood the meaning of this verse and the meaning of the purport. Hindi translation ho raha hai? Okay. Yahan par bhi Hindi anuvad ka zarurat jinko hai, wahan baith sakte hain. Prithapyanushrutya dhananjayoditam nashang yadunam bhagavad gatinchatam ಏಕಾಂತ ಭಕ್ತಿಯ ಭಗವತ್ತಧೋಕ್ಷಜೆ ನಿವೇಶಿತಾತ್ಮೋಪರಾಮ ಸಂಸ್ಕೃತೆ. ಪ್ರೀಥಾ ಕೌನ್ ಹೈ? ಹೂಸ್ ನೇಮ್ ಇಸ್ ಪ್ರೀಥಾ? ಹೂ ಇಸ್ ಪ್ರೀಥಾ? ಪ್ರೀಥಾ ಇಸ್ ದ ನೇಮ್ ಆಫ್ ಕುಂತಿ. ಆಕ್ಚುಲಿ ಕುಂತಿಸ್ ಒರಿಜಿನಲ್ ನೇಮ್ ವಾಸ್ ಪ್ರೀಥಾ, ಬಟ್ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಶಿ ವಾಸ್ ಅಡಾಪ್ಟೆಡ್ ಬೈ ಅ ಫ್ರೆಂಡ್ ಆಫ್ ಹರ್ ಫಾದರ್ ಕುಂತಿ ಭೋಜ್, ಫ್ರಾಮ್ ಹಿಮ್ ಶಿ ಗಾಟ್ ದ ನೇಮ್ ಕುಂತಿ. ಸೊ ಪ್ರೀಥಾಪ್ಯನುಸೃತ್ಯ ಧನಂಜಯೋದಿತಂ, ಧನಂಜಯೋ ಉದಿತಂ. Descriptions of Dhananjaya. Who is Dhananjaya? Dhananjaya is the name of Arjuna. So Arjuna Uditam, Dhananjayo Uditam. What? Arjuna described. What did Arjuna describe? Arjuna, yeah, many of you are new from, okay, I'll briefly describe the background. Dhananjayo Uditam means what was described by Arjuna. What did Arjuna describe? Arjuna described how the Yadus got into a fight after getting intoxicated. Yadus got drunk. Who are the Yadus? Yadus are the members of the Yadu dynasty. There is a dynasty called Yadu. The Yadu dynasty, the member in that dynasty, in that family, in that royal family, Krishna appeared, Vasudev appeared. So those who are the members of that family are known as Yadus, just as there is a dynasty called Kuru dynasty. And the members of the Kuru dynasty are known as Kauravas, Kauravas. Similarly, the members of the Yadu family are known as Yadus. So, what happened to Yadu dynasty? Who are actually these members of Yadu dynasty? When Krishna came, the Yadus, the members of the Yadu dynasty, actually Krishna asked different demigods to come and take birth in the Yadu dynasty. How many of you know this story? At that time, 5,000 years ago, the condition of this earth became very, very critical. The demoniac kings were torturing Mother Earth. Actually, Mother Earth is being tortured today also. How the Mother Earth is tortured? When people exploit Mother Earth. Mother Earth is giving everything that we need. But when we are not satisfied with what Mother Earth is naturally giving us, but we try to exploit Mother Earth, then Mother Earth feels the pain. So Mother Earth was burdened by the demoniac rulers who created a big army and very, very powerful weapons for destruction. Aren't they doing that now also? All the countries, they're making powerful weapons, nuclear weapons, and they're preparing themselves to fight. And when there will be a war, what will happen? When there will be a war, then the whole whole earth planet will be devastated. So, and now also the way Mother Earth is being treated is causing her great distress. So Mother Earth at that time, 5,000 years ago, approached Lord Brahma along with the demigods. Why Lord Brahma? Because Lord Brahma is the controller of this universe. The ultimate controller of this universe is Lord Brahma. So, and she, along with the demigods, went to Lord Brahma and described what actually happened, how she was being troubled. So, then Brahma said, look, I cannot do anything about this situation. The situation is so critical that I cannot do anything. Let us go to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And in this universe where the Supreme Personality of Godhead is residing, just as the Supreme Personality of Godhead is residing in this temple, the Lord in a universal affair, the controller of the universal affair resides in a place called Swetadeep. Swetadeep means, Swet means white, and Dweep means island, the white island. And where it is situated, that Swetadeep is situated on the milk ocean. Just as there is a saltwater ocean, there are various types of ocean in the universe. There is the saltwater ocean, then there is a sugar water ocean, there is a ocean of ghee, also there is an ocean of liquor, and there is an ocean of pure water, there is an ocean of milk. So in that ocean of milk, there is an island called Swetadeep, and the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the controller, who is the super soul of the universe, as Kshirodakshayi Vishnu, he resides there. Again, we can consider Kshir means what? Kshir means milk, dood. Kshir means dood. And shai means lie down. So the Lord, as Kshirodakshayi Vishnu, is lying on milk ocean. Now do we see the similarity? There is a milk ocean and there is an island called Swetadeep. And the Lord as Kshirodakshayi Vishnu is lying on the milk ocean. So Brahma actually approached this Kshirodakshayi Vishnu, who is the super soul of the universe. So just like if you are in this difficulty, what will you do? You come here to the temple and appeal to the Lord. Radha Madan Mohan, I am in this difficulty, please save me from this difficulty. Don't you pray to the Lord in this way? Similarly, Brahma decided to go to Kshirodakshayi Vishnu along with Mother Earth and the demigods to appeal to the Lord. And when Brahma appealed to the Lord in this way, the Lord responded. Only Brahma could hear His voice. The Lord said, who is the Lord? What's the name of that particular incarnation of the Lord? Kshirodakshayi Vishnu. Very good. Then Kshirodakshayi Vishnu responded. Only Brahma could hear. And He said, don't worry, I will come to this earth planet to take care of the situation and rectify the situation, and you tell these demigods, these devas and devis, to take birth in the Yadu dynasty. So in this way, before the Lord appeared, different demigods appeared in the Yadu family to assist the Lord. But actually, does the Lord need anybody's assistance? Does Krishna need anyone's assistance to take care of the demons? Actually, his assistants can take care of the demons very easily. For example, one of these assistants are the demigods, right? Now, one of the assistants of the Lord is Pavandev. Now, what does Pavandev do? Pavandev's business is to control the air. All the air that we are getting is supplied by Pavandev. Now, if Pavandev cuts the air supply, what will happen to us? How many minutes will survive? No matter how big a demon one is, if Pavandev cuts the supply of air,
he'll die.
Jai Shri Shri Gaur Nitai Ki Jai. Jai Shri Shri Radha Madan Mohan Ki Jai. Jai Shri Shri Krishna Balaram Ki. So in this way, actually the demigods can take care of the demons. So somebody may say, well, some demon may be so powerful that for a long time he doesn't need to breathe. Some of the demons are so powerful that they can stop breathing but still be alive. So for them, for that kind of demon, there is Mahamaya. Mahamaya is Durga, the controller of the material nature. So Durga Devi killed who? Do you know whom Durga Devi killed? Mahishasura, a very powerful demon called Mahishasura. And Durga killed Mahishasura, the buffalo demon. In this way, there are so many demons that have been killed by the demigods and goddesses. So the Lord doesn't himself need to come. Why did the Lord ask the demigods to come and take birth in Yadu dynasty? Because the Lord was pleased with some of the demigods and he wanted to give them the opportunity to associate with him. So when he was coming to the earth planet, he made arrangements, okay, let these demigods take birth in the Yadu family so that they can associate with me. In this way, people get an opportunity to take part in Krishna's pastimes. Just like you are practicing Krishna consciousness and becoming a devotee of Krishna, then Krishna may decide, okay, I am going to the earth planet, so let these devotees also come and be with me. And Krishna will arrange for you all to take birth in some cowherd family in Vrindavan, and then you can have the wonderful opportunity to associate with Krishna. Won't that be wonderful? So this is how Krishna arranged the Yadus to take birth, the demigods to take birth in the Yadu family. So the demigods came, took birth in the Yadu family, and then they participated in Krishna's pastimes. They were with Krishna all the time. They were sitting with Krishna, they were eating with Krishna, they were playing with Krishna, they were fighting against the demons with Krishna. But then, when Krishna decided to withdraw his pastimes from this planet, then Krishna decided to send the Yadus back to Godhead. So this, now in order to make that arrangement, Krishna created the situation where Yadus will fight with themselves and they'll kill each other and go back to the spiritual sky. Krishna can make any arrangement, isn't it? How one goes back is not important. Where one goes back, that is what is important. Whether they kill themselves, kill each other by fighting, or a chariot comes from the Vishnu Loka, Vaikuntha, and then they ride onto the chariot and go back. Does it matter really? No. The Jadus arranged, it was arranged by Krishna that Jadus will fight with themselves. Now this is how Krishna makes his pastimes, and as a result of the pastime, what happens? The devotee's faith increases and the demon's disbelief increases. Demons don't believe that Krishna is God, right? So demons get an opportunity to think or say, see, I told you, Krishna is not God. Now you can see. You see, Krishna's family members got drunk. And then they fought with each other. And then they killed themselves. And look at Krishna also, how he left, how he died. Somebody shoot an arrow and that arrow pierced Krishna's foot and Krishna died. See, now Krishna is dead. So Krishna cannot be God. If he was God, then he wouldn't die. And even if he died, he wouldn't die in such a miserable way. So Krishna makes this arrangement to increase the faith of his devotees and disbelief of the non-devotees. Devotees simply love Krishna. Not only Krishna's apparent death, but look at Krishna's birth also. How was Krishna born? He was born in a prison. So that's how the demons used to think. And how can he be God? If he was God, then why should he be born? Look, I was born in a nursing home. The best nursing home in Bombay. And look, Krishna, how did he take birth? In a prison. If he was God, at least he could have been born in a nursing home in Vrindavan. Right? Or Mathura. And how did he die? He died by being pierced by an arrow of a hunter. So now he is dead. Now God is dead. But do the devotees think that way? Devotees know, look, Krishna's appearance and disappearance is divyam. Krishna himself is telling in Bhagavad Gita, janma karma chami divyam evam javetti tattvataha tvakta deham punar janma naiti mameti shuarjuna. Krishna is telling that my janma, my birth and my karma, my activities, divyam, divine. My birth and my activities are transcendental, divine. And when one knows that, evam javetti tattvata, one who knows that in truth, when he gives up his body, tokta deham punar janma naiti, he doesn't have to take birth again. See, Krishna's birth is so wonderful and Krishna's activities are so wonderful that if we simply understand that Krishna's activities and Krishna's birth are divine, then we become released from the cycle of birth and death. Isn't it wonderful? So Krishna's birth, is Krishna's birth like our birth? No. Krishna's birth out of his own sweet will. Krishna takes his birth, ajopi son abhyatma, bhutanam ishvaropi san prakritim syam adhishthaya sambhavami atmamaya. Krishna is saying that although I am unborn, ajo opi san, abhayatma, I am inexhaustible, Bhutanam Ishwaropi San. I am the controller of all the living entities. But still I take birth. Prakritim Sham Adhishthaya. I take birth by taking shelter or by taking advantage of my prakriti, my spiritual energy. Atma Mayaya, my own spiritual energy. So that is how the devotee understands what Krishna's birth actually means. So Krishna is born in that way. Similarly, Krishna makes his devotees also can take birth in whichever way he pleases. But just as Krishna himself comes in a wonderful way, Krishna's devotees also come in a wonderful way. And Krishna can make arrangement for his devotees also to go back to the spiritual sky in a wonderful way. So Jadus, it apparently appears to be very amazing. What did the Jadus do? Jadus went for a picnic. And in the picnic, they drank rice wine. They drank some wine that is fermented out of rice. And by drinking that wine, they became intoxicated. And when they became intoxicated, they developed a quarrel among themselves. And on the bank of that river, there was this weeds. And they picked those weeds and started to fight, and they killed each other. Now can you imagine, this is the wonderful thing about the pastimes of Krishna. Like this is how the devotees will see. The weeds, they just picked up some weeds. You get some, did you see some stick-like things that grows by the water? How are they? They are hollow inside. What to speak of powerful jadus, even if you hit a baby with that, nothing will happen to the baby. It's so soft. So, but they fought with that and they died. They killed each other. Is it? So this is how we can see that the inconceivable arrangement of Krishna. It was Krishna's arrangement that they would just leave this planet and go back to Godhead. And when they left, where did they go? Jadus, when they left, they went back to the spiritual sky. So in this way, Krishna made first the Jadus to leave this planet because he brought them to assist him. And actually they were the demigods. Demigods are in the material universe, in the heavenly planet. But they, by participating in Krishna's pastimes, they now became qualified to go back to Godhead. Get out of this material nature and go back to the spiritual sky. But the devotees, when they hear about Krishna's leaving this planet and Krishna's devotees leaving this planet, they become very, very heartbroken. They become very much heartbroken. And as a result of hearing this from Arjuna, what did Yudhishthira decide? Yudhishthira Maharaj decided, for me there is no need to live now. Let me go back. Let me leave this planet. And Bhim also decided the same way. All the Pandavas and Draupadi, they decided to leave their palace and start walking towards Himalayas and give up their body in that way. So similarly, Kunti was not there, but Kunti just happened to hear the description of what Arjuna was telling. Maybe she got curious, what happened? Arjuna came back, so she became very curious. So she came to the hall where they were speaking, And she heard what Arjun was telling. What was Arjun telling? Arjun was telling how the Yadus fought among themselves, killed themselves. Then Krishna left this planet. So she then decided, she also decided, now what's the use of my continuing to stay? Now, don't we see that when we become very attached to somebody, and when we hear that that person has left his body, then don't we also feel, then what's the point in living myself? Let me also give up my body. So that is how Kunti Devi felt. Now, when we develop some attachment to an ordinary human being, we can at the most go to where that person is. Right? If we become very attached to somebody and when he dies, and then we also die with him, then where will he go? Wherever he goes. Due to the soul in this way follows where the attachment is. If that person goes to heaven, we can go to heaven with him. But if that person goes to hell, then we are in trouble. Then we'll end up in the hell also. But if the person goes to the spiritual sky, yes, we'll go back to the spiritual sky. So this is how our attachment takes us to our next destination. Nowadays what is happening, we can see even in here, even in Ujjain, we see that people have become so fond of dogs, right? Especially in this area, we see practically every house is a dog, right? Now that means they are becoming very attached to their dogs. And if they become very attached to the dogs and their dog, then at the time of death, what will happen? Therefore, before you get a dog and develop your attachment, think about it. In Bhagavatam, there is the anecdote of Maharaj Bharat. Maharaj Bharat was the king of the entire earth planet. He left home in order to make spiritual advancement. And then, unfortunately, he became attached to a deer. In the forest, he became attached to a baby deer. And he became so attached to that baby deer that at the time of his death, he thought of the deer. And as a result of that, what happened? In his next life, what kind of body did Bharat Maharaj get? Do any of you know? He got the body of a deer. He got the body of a deer. So, we should be very careful where we develop our attachment. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna mentioned, jang jang bapi smaran bhavam tajittante kalevaram tame vaithi tame, what is it? Tang tang niya. Niyamamasthaya? No. Yeah, okay. So the point is, as one leaves his body, as one leaves his body with a specific thought, remembering something, accordingly he gets his next body. So if we think of, whoever we'll think of at the time of death, will get that kind of body. And what will be the thought at the time of death? Wherever our greatest attachment is. If one thinks of his wife at the time of death, he'll get a female body. He'll be born as a woman. If one leaves his body thinking of his cow, then he'll get a cow's body. If one leaves his body thinking of a dog, he'll get a dog's body. But if one leaves his body thinking about Krishna, then what will happen? If one leaves his body thinking about Krishna, he'll go back to the spiritual sky. Now, in order to remember Krishna at the time of death, what we have to do? We have to develop our attachment to Krishna. You all have come here to listen to Bhagavat, Srimad Bhagavatam. Why? To develop your attachment to Krishna. Isn't it? So develop your attachment very nicely to Krishna. Develop your love for Him. Become so attracted to Him that you will think of Him only at the time of leaving the body. He will be the greatest attraction, greatest attachment. The greatest attachment in this world. So, this is what we are seeing here. Pritha, Kunti Devi, she, after hearing that Krishna left this planet, she just became engaged in the thoughts of Krishna. She completely became absorbed in developing her devotion to Krishna. And then soon after that, she left her body and went back to the spiritual sky. That should be the ultimate goal of life. So you all have come here in order to develop your love for Krishna. Now, how do you develop your love? In order to love somebody, you have to become attracted to that person. Isn't our love synonymous to attraction? We become attracted to somebody who is very beautiful. Jai Shri Shri Gaunitai. Jai Shri Shri Radha Madan Mohan. Jai Shri Shri Krishna Madan. Isn't it? We become attracted to somebody because of his quality of attraction. Of course, when we have our family relationship, then we don't think about those qualifications. Like, otherwise, our family relationships are like your father, your mother, whether they are rich or beautiful, you don't care. Whether they are famous or not, you don't care. You naturally become attracted to your father. Why? Because he is your father. So these are the familial relationship that due to our family relationship, we develop our attraction. Now, Yadus and Pandavas had that opportunity. They were related to Krishna. They were Krishna's cousins. Krishna was their cousin. Therefore, do you have a relation? Are you attracted to your cousin? Don't you have a natural friendship or attraction for your cousin? So in this way, Yadus and Pandavas were very fortunate. Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda Mai were very fortunate because Krishna was their son. The mother and father become naturally attracted to her or his offsprings. So similarly, the residents of Vrindavan and the Yadus and the Pandavas, they were naturally attracted to Krishna. But not that everybody has that same opportunity. Right? Now, you may feel some attraction for your brother, but you don't feel the same attraction for everybody. But you become attracted to somebody if he is very beautiful. Don't you become attracted to beauty? And if someone is very rich, don't we become attracted to somebody who is very rich? There is a very rich person, there are so many rich people, and
When you hear about them, don't you think, oh, it would be so nice to become his friend, if he was my friend. Huh? And like you must have been hearing about Lakshmi Narayan Mittal. You heard of him? Lakshmi Narayan Mittal is the richest Indian. He is a steel magnate, the biggest steel industrialist in the world. So, when you hear about him, don't you feel attracted to him? If someone is very famous, don't you become attracted to him? If someone is very knowledgeable, you become attracted to him. So in this way, these are the features of attraction. There are six of them. Beauty, wealth, strength, fame, knowledge, and renunciation. Now how do you get to know about, say for example, I just mentioned the name of Lakshmi Narayan Mittal. And I could see that many of you don't know who he is. Now, since you do not know, you do not have any attraction for him. But when you get to know, oh, Lakshmi Narayan Mittal, he bought the biggest steel plant in France with $34 billion. Then you become aware of him, and then you develop your attraction. So similarly, we become attracted to beauty, fame, knowledge, and so forth. Now, in order to develop this attachment, we have to know about the qualities of that person. Therefore, we need to hear about him or read about him. So, in order to develop our attachment to Krishna, we need to hear about Krishna. That's why this arrangement. We speak about Krishna and you hear about Krishna. And when you hear about Krishna, then what happens? When you get to hear that Krishna is the most beautiful. Krishna is the most beautiful. Hearing about Krishna's beauty, you become attracted to him. Krishna is the most powerful. Krishna is so powerful that in no time he can finish off the most powerful people in this world. So in this way, it is important to hear about Krishna to develop our attachment to Krishna. So in this way, it is very, very important to hear about Krishna Katha or Krishna's pastime. So now that you are here, now that you have this opportunity to come to the temple, hear about Krishna and develop your attachment to Krishna. And when you develop your attachment, then this attachment will be transformed into love for Krishna. And this love for Krishna is the ultimate goal of life. We always want to love somebody. Like why nowadays we see people are becoming so attached to dogs. Did you notice? I mentioned that. That in this area, I noticed that practically every house, most of the houses have dogs in the house. Why people are becoming attached to dogs? Because they find the dog is man's best friend. When they see that their wives don't love them, the children don't love them, the parents don't love them, and they find their love from the dog. The dog loves him so much. As soon as he comes home, the dog comes running. His wife doesn't come running. But a dog comes running and starts licking his feet, jumps on him. And he feels, oh, this creature loves me so much. So that's the unfortunate state of affairs. There is no love in this world. It's good that they are realizing there is no love in this world. Because then they'll understand that the real love is with Krishna. Krishna loves us. Our family members may not love us, our friends may not love us, nobody may not love us, but Krishna loves us. So that is what we have to understand, that Krishna loves us. And then automatically we'll develop our love for Krishna. Hare Krishna. All glories to Sri Sri Radha Madan Mohan. All glories to Sri Sri Gaur Nithai. All glories to Krishna Balaram. And all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Gaur Premanande Hari Hari. Does anybody have any question? Okay. Yes, Ajay. Ajit, yes? Yes, I do. Because they don't have proper information. They think that this material nature is full of suffering. So let me get out of it. There is nothing to gain in this material nature. You said why people become virak, right? And that is because they don't know. They don't have proper information about Krishna. It's something like you get to know that you are a prisoner suffering in the prison. Then what would you like to be? What would you like to do? You would like to get out of the prison. But if you get to know that actually you can develop a relationship with the king, you know, king is your father. You are in the prison because you have rejected your father. Therefore your father has put you in the prison, to rectify your mentality. And then you get the information about your father. Although you are in the prison, suffering in the prison, but your father is the king, who is not only the owner of the prison, but he is the owner of the entire kingdom. And you have a relationship with him. He is waiting for you to accept him. So when you develop that attitude, like yesterday we discussed, what is the first step? Samarpan. So your father has put you in the prison because you have revolted against him. But if you surrender to your father, then what your father will say? Wonderful, come back home. Won't the father say that? Now that you have become a good boy, Come back home. Then do you have to separately try to get out of the prison? No. You simply have to develop your relationship with your father who owns everything. So it's a matter of getting the right information and understanding the right way.
We have an endearment with the Lord Krishna because of the attention. And when we get his mercy, when we get his grace, we get free from all.
Yes, right. Exactly. Good, very good. So what are you going to do now? Yes, very good. Yes. Give her the microphone.
Thank you.
Very good point. When one thinks of money and leaves his body, whose money is he thinking about? His money. Then, after he leaves his body, he will try to guard his money. Right? And he will become a kind of ghost called Yaksha. And he will try to protect his money. Hare Krishna. Hari Bol Gaur Premanande, Hari Hari Bol, Sri Sri Radha Madan Mohan Ki, Srila Prabhupada Ki, Gaur Premanande, Hari Hari Bol.